Hi, welcome to the Meal Deals Podcast. I'm your host, Victoria Pham, with
Rafael Perez
and
Eric Wang.
And today we're going to be talking about 2020 resolutions.
Yeah, I think 2020 resolutions would be a good topic for this episode because 2020 is right around the corner and we're about to hit December. And we think that, you know, how every year everyone's like, oh, here's the new year, new me. This is my New Year's resolutions. But if you listen to our previous episodes, we kind of don't agree with that philosophy of New Year's resolutions. Instead, we kind of look in the bigger picture as new year, new life resolutions, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's interesting that we could talk about some of our goals and what we feel, what we have learned from resources online, resources from each other about how to really properly set your goals and achieve them. So recently I watched an interview with this person. His name is John Assaroff, and he basically talks about the neuroscience and the proper strategies, how to set your goals and really achieve them. Because for most part, when people say, here are my goals for the new year's, in reality, most of the time, these people don't achieve their goals, or they give up in the first month, perhaps even the first week. And I think like showing these resources to Victoria and Raphael, I want to hear what they think about the sources I showed them and what their experiences are with their goals.
Well, I want to start off by saying that Victoria said this before we started the recording, is that we were already ahead,
yeah,
of what he was saying. Exactly, yeah. Already aligned with what John Assaroff was saying, and we already kind of already practicing these goal setting, things like that. So it made me feel proud of like what I'm already doing before I'm hearing like what you should do for goal setting and things like that. But in the same time, I also learned new things from that video. It's like, yeah, maybe some things maybe a little bit like I already heard of this, things like that. But also there's some things that he said that kind of make me, think about, what are my flaws when it comes to having a goal setting. And I even took notes, as I think the video can already see, about just 3 pages. I should make some noodles and things like that. But
I also made noodles.
You guys know what I mean.
Understand.
Oh, my God.
Doodles.
Yeah. Like Raph said, I think that we already align with a lot of the beliefs that John Assaroff was talking about. But I think that more importantly, it really guided us through a certain type of structure that a lot of people can follow. I think that there was a previous episode that we talked about having structure or implementing structure into your life in order to have like a better lifestyle or achieve any goal that you set in mind. And I think that when you talk about structure, it seems like this kind of ambiguous thing. But the way that John Assaroff really, I mean, props to him, but we're kind of going to use his model and talk about it and tell you how we kind of implement that into our lives. Because I think that we already follow it, but we're just unsure. We never recognized it as like a concrete picture.
Exactly. We didn't know how to label it. We didn't know how to structure it. It's just something that we just somehow did, like just somehow done.
Yeah. The best way I could see this visually is that we kind of have the right pieces to the puzzle. Mm-hmm. But what John Assaroff did, he kind of used those pieces a lot of people normally know and kind of formed it into his own whole puzzle. And by looking at that, we're like, oh, okay, that makes sense, because we kind of like know some of the stuff. Because from the previous episodes, we talk about, okay, well, important factors is time management, planning out your goals. We know that stuff. But hearing from John Assaroff, like the model he has is like, okay, well, these are the goals you have to set. And how are you going to achieve these goals? Well, first, you got to have a strategy, because why you won't be able to achieve your goals successfully, most likely successfully, without having some sort of strategy. And
right. That
makes sense to us. But hearing that from like another person with a similar model to how we think makes us understand it more.
Yeah.
So I definitely agree.
So the thing is that about the 2020 resolution is that a lot of people tend to like and it's December. I'm pretty sure a lot of people already think about the 2020 resolution and like how they what the resolution should be. The thing is that the question is that John Ashcroft was saying is that are you even interested of achieving those goals or are you committed to it? And that's already like the fact that you a lot of people already thinking of what their resolution and they like if they already have like a 2020 resolution and they had to wait until 2020, that's already kind of already or at least I think it's kind of already a little red flag of us, you know, mm-hmm. of procrastination of like, you know, or like of, you know, they just going to wait until 2020, you know, until I do this, you know, right now I'm just going to be lazy until 2020, you know.
I agree with you.
Yeah. What do you guys think?
Because like another time we mentioned an episode about going to the gym, mm-hmm. I always see every new year, January, as soon as January 1st hits, so many people like swarm the gym. Like so many people are there, like new memberships. Because normally that's how like a lot of gyms make more profit because every mm-hmm. year in the first month, memberships skyrocket in numbers. And then by the second month, perhaps even the first 2 weeks of January, not a lot of people come as they, like how ambitious they were on the first day, and I guess that also comes with like, they have their goal in mind and they have like that ambition. They're like, oh, I want to do this, but I don't think most of them really have that plan or strategy. Like, oh, okay, what's my workout routine? What's my diet? Because they go so hard for like 3 hours their first day, but that's not sustainable.
Yeah.
You need to go like you need to build it up like we talked about. You need to go like okay, 30 minutes, maybe first month and the second month. Oh, I can do it like for an hour, change up my diet. You know, run for a little bit instead of like people were just like, let me just go get in there 5 hours in the gym. Let me run. Let me lift. Now I'm swole, but like
yeah,
it's not sustainable. And what I'm trying to get to here is that like when people think of goals, they don't really have a strategy in mind. And yeah. I think that's the biggest difference between achieving your goals is a probability. Like the more concrete your strategy is to approaching those goals, the higher the probability you will achieve those goals.
Yeah.
Than having some sort of like dream or superficial goal, like having it in yeah. the back burner of your head. Like, oh yeah, I'm gonna lose weight. But you just have that throughout the year, but you never yeah. do anything mm-hmm. really concrete. You go just do a here a little bit here and there. I agree with Raphael when it's like what John Ashcroft said is like when there's two types of people that want to achieve their goals, right? There's like one person that says, oh, I'm interested in achieving my goals. If you're interested in achieving your goals, you just want to do what's convenient, what's easy. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I just do this and that. It's convenient for me. But if you're committed to achieving your goals, then you will do whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You would rehearse those lines over and over again. You would practice, you would drill yourself, you would keep practicing, you will be committed. Mm-hmm. And I think to me, that's kind of like a mindset, like you switch the light. It's like, mm-hmm. okay, well, think of it this way. Don't think of it as you're interested. Think of it, you're committed. You yeah, gotta exactly. do this. Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what we all kind of share in some sort of way with our goals may be different, but that's a big commonality you gotta have if you want to achieve your goals.
Yeah, exactly. I think there's another yeah. thing about 2020 resolutions and this idea that everybody just romanticizes it. Like you kind of, it's this kind of, when you set an end goal, it's almost as if you're finishing something you haven't even started yet. Because you're walking in and you're like, okay, I'm gonna start losing weight. I'm gonna lose like 50 pounds, right? Like losing 50 pounds is relatively really hard because I'm just using it as an example. But like you'd have to change almost every single micro habit that you have that goes wrong. So for example, if you're like constantly snacking on stuff, you have to eliminate that or at least yeah. like snack on healthier stuff. And that's not something that happens overnight. It's something that you have to train yourself or be aware of every second of your life. And it gets exhausting. That's why people are just kind of drop out of it 2 weeks in.
Which actually, that's also one of John's Ashcroft way of that's what like he basically said of yeah. like the way of thinking and like basically sorry, can you repeat of like what you just like the last part that you
yeah,
said
yeah the
about...
micro habits and changing them
exactly mm-hmm. so like basically like changing not only your habits, but also your way of thinking.
Yeah.
Because the thing is that, like, kind of, like, not to make it clear, but, like, basically rephrase what Eric was saying, that a lot of people are lacking strategy, but they're, like, they just have a lot of goal settings in their mind, but they don't think of a strategy or, like, how they're going to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just will be like, okay, I'm going to go to the gym one day. But they don't think of, like, how are they going to go to the gym or, like, what exercise they should do and, like, what, like, they don't look deeper into the things. They look more of the broad version of the goal instead of, like, planning out, like, a blueprint and things like that. It's just, like, just one blurry blueprint instead of, like, make it the blueprint clearer than what it is.
I agree. I think we should just get into the model for the audience, whoever's listening, to really understand what we're talking about. So we could talk about goals. So that's the first stage, I think. Think of it, we could try to think of it like a pyramid, or we could think of it, I think people will understand more verbally. We just do like stage one to stage two, stage three, stage four, and henceforth. But stage one, it's just the goals. What are your goals? I think the more specific your goals are, the more easy it is to target what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So like when I said back, I want to lose weight. Okay, well, make it more specific. How many pounds do you want to lose? By when? By when? How are you going to do it? What are you going to do for those goals?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that's the first example. Okay, I want to lose weight. Make that more specific. I want to lose 10 pounds. And how long? Let's say 3 months. I want to lose 10 pounds in 3 months. So the first step is state your goals. How specific do you want your goals to be? Do they want to be physical health? Do they want it to be emotional health? Do you want it to be financial goals, career goals? You have to be specific with your goals.
Yeah.
So I think that's the first step. Do you guys want to put any more insight on those?
The thing is that about having specific goals is that, yeah, like that, all what you just said is basically correct. But the thing is that a lot of people are also, what holding them back is also their habits. Their habits is also one of the main factor when it comes to trying to get into their goals. When, you know, you can have like such a specific goal, you know, of like trying to exercise and things like that. But also already like their habits of what they're doing, you know, they first gonna have to control it, you know,
mm-hmm.
of like their way of eating, their what they eat, how much do they eat, and things like that. Their habits gonna have to change before even getting before executing the specific of those goals.
Yeah, I agree. Before executing your goals, you have to understand like, cause your mind, the way you act is shaped by your environment. So habits are gonna play a huge part. But right now, the first stage is just state your goals.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What's your goal? Okay. And then after that, after stating your goals, should be the second stage, which is your strategy. So John Astaroff kind of said like a three acronym, an acronym of three letters, STP means strategy for S, T for tactics, and P for process. So strategy is like, okay, so I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay. What's your strategy? How are you going to lose 10 pounds? Is it through working out? Is it through diet? Is it through a certain type of exercise? So let's say that strategy is swimming. All right. And then your tactics is like, okay, your tactics is like, what's going to help you also lose that weight? So tactics could be diet. Tactics could be certain swimming lessons you're going to take with a swimming instructor. And process is basically the timeline in which you're going to try to achieve that goal. So the timeline could be 3 months. So I'm going to be swimming 3 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the two-stage process, setting your goals and setting up a strategy for that. So I repeat again, I want to lose 10 pounds. That's my goal. Your strategy, I'm going to swim to lose 10 pounds. Your tactics, I'm going to be on a diet and I'm going to be instructed by a swim instructor for like an intense workout. And then the process, the timeline, this is going to happen in a span of 3 months and I'm going to swim 3 days a week. So just that alone, you kind of have more of a concrete outline of what your goals are. Instead of just saying, new year, new me, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym and work out. you know?
Yeah. But also, I think that there are so many things that happen that need to happen before you even hit the gym. It's specifically with a goal like going to the gym, you know? I think that you have to have... We talked about this before. I think that in this episode, I'm going to reference the most to our previous episodes. But the idea of having the right mindset to even start setting goals such as that. Because, like, stating goals, you can state goals that are all the way up in the air and that you'll never be able to reach. And you're kind of testing your capability with that. And there are a lot of anomalies of people that can actually achieve those goals. You know, the one story where, you know, someone goes to New York and makes it. You know, there's always that kind of story, or like someone goes to LA and makes it. But I think that before anything, you have to recognize what if your goal is with malintention. You know what I mean? Like, do you really want to set this goal because it is for you, or is it because you're worried about what other people think or what other people will say about you? Or maybe you take other people's opinions way too much into account. Or even the idea that if you don't succeed in this goal, you might be letting yourself down. There's like so many other things that comes into account when it's about setting your goals. And for example, I'm in the last episode where we caught up, I talked about getting a lead role in the musical, and it's something that I've wanted for a long time in my life. That was a huge goal of mine. I mean, and I overstepped it last year when I thought, hey, maybe I can go to Juilliard and I can get in, and that'll be my way to, you know, really be part of the theater world, the music world. And that was just way beyond my capacity to even, because I was going against people who were trained and had those habitual you know, talents or
practices from a young age.
Yeah, from a young age, exactly. So like me jumping that high, obviously, and I needed to move slowly, and I don't think that people understand that.
I agree with you. It applies the same principle to when I said the gym example.
Yeah.
People go overwhelmingly, really a lot of effort into the first day, but a lot of people don't understand that no matter how small or even grandiose, I feel like the more grandiose the goal is, the more steps and more patience you gotta have to reach towards that goal.
Yeah.
So I definitely agree with you there. And I think I agree with you that you could set as many goals as you want and feel good about it. But when you start enacting on those goals, it's really your beliefs that say, okay, do I really want to do this because I want to do this? Or do I want to do this because it will make me look good in front of other people? Mm-hmm. That would greatly affect the way you're approaching that goal.
But yeah. Mm-hmm.
And definitely filter out the goals that you really want for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
exactly.
I agree with you guys.
So yeah, you guys hit two major points, which is the beliefs and the why. The why with Sean Astroff, which was the very last thing on the, well, to give you context, he drew a pyramid, which is mm-hmm. the goals, which is the most precise goal, and then the STP, which is the strategy, tactic, and process, and then will be habits, and then beliefs, and then the bare last one of why. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. Like you said, are you doing this because you want to look good in front of people, or do you want this to improve yourself? Why do you want to do these exact goals, you know? So the beliefs are spread into two sections, which is the explicit beliefs and the implicit beliefs. We're not going to talk too much about explicit, because explicit is something that you basically have a discussion on what you believe to other people. You know, you're telling other people what do you believe in, things like that. But the implicit belief is that your true self that only you know if you really want to do this. You may ask yourself, you know, can I do this?
Yeah.
Or am I even be able to reach that goal? You know, or like, because for explicit, you can say, oh, yeah, I can do this. You know, I can you can tell the people, like, I am able to do these certain things. But for an implicit, your own mind, because you only know your true self, or you know your own way of thinking, is you may ask yourself, would I even able, like, you may have doubt of saying, can I even do this? For, like, what if this happens? What are the possibilities? You know, you may sometimes overthink and things like that. Yeah, it the beliefs are also one of the, another major factor of, like, what comes to play when it comes to you taking your own action of just pursuing that goal.
I agree with you. I think we can all agree there's just so many factors that involve you setting your goals. Why are you setting goals? How are you going to achieve those goals? So I think this is a lot of information to intake, especially for people who are especially kind of new to, like, okay, well, what do you want me to do? Set these goals? Oh, wait, I have to think about this. Think about this. You'll probably get overwhelmed. I would get overwhelmed. So we just want to get back from, like, stage one is set your goals. Be specific about those goals. What's your strategy? What's your tactics in your process?
Literally draw a blueprint. Whatever fits you. All right, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Yeah. I think the funniest thing, I mean, and not to mock people that do make 2020 resolutions, because, I mean, it's a sensible thing to do. I mean, new year, I can understand that. It isn't until recently that everyone's just like, why do you have to wait until the new year? And I think it's really funny that people who are going to be listening to this and listening to us talking about having, like, strategies and processes, they're like, oh shit, I never even thought about that. I just thought, like, real. I would set a goal and I would, like, kind of follow it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's the funniest part about it.
Yeah, before Raphael repeats again, like we said, specific goals, strategy, tactics, and process. Raphael can go even more deep insight, or we can all go more deep insight about habits. Because I think a lot of people underestimate how habits can influence the way we do our goals. Because it'd be like, oh yeah, habit. I know what a habit is. But, like, it's hard to now be self-aware about what habits are you doing, what bad habits are you doing, what good habits you're doing. And to make this even more clear, I could give another example besides, you know, losing weight, strategy, tactics, process, that timeline. I think I wrote somewhere where I made my own specific goal, and I could try to apply this in this sort of template. So we talked about a specific goal, strategy, tactic, and process. So my goal is I weigh 150 pounds, but I want to try to go up to 160 pounds and gain muscle to 160 pounds. So that's my specific goal, and also learn self-defense. So the strategy is that I want to do lifting and I want to do a martial art. So my tactics are, I want to learn a martial art. So the martial art I pick is Muay Thai. And the tactic is, I picked a certain lifting program I want to do to adhere to that specific goal I want. And that process is going to be, I'm going to lift 3 times a week and do Muay Thai 3 times a week in a span of 6 months. So seeing that already gives you a better understanding of how are you going to attack this goal. And don't think of this in your head. Like, I didn't even think of this in my head. I wrote it down on paper. Like, it makes sense. Writing down a plan on paper will help you better understand the plan and how to attack it. So I just want to give that example out to show how this template works. Like, yeah. Specificity? Specificity? Is that?
No, I don't think that's a word.
I don't think that's a word either. I mean, I can't say anything. English is not my best language.
Specificity.
Specification?
No, isn't specificity? No, I'm pretty sure that's a real word.
It's definitely not a word.
Search that up, Kevin, while we do this. Specificity.
Oh, by the way, we have Kevin and Emmanuel here taking pictures. So you hear any click, click, click for you listeners, then there's them taking pictures of us.
To bring back, specify your goal, understand strategy, tactics, and process. And that's how you form the goal stage.
And talking about writing, literally you writing the specific goal is already like the first great step of like you trying to like reach for your own goal.
It's not a word.
And I don't think
you guys owe me lunch if it's a real word. Specificity.
Specificity.
Not a word.
Specificity. What?
It's a real word.
No, it's not. Emmanuel, please.
It's a noun.
Specificity?
It's a real word.
I've never heard
it. Hey, it's okay. You guys owe me dinner.
All right, guys. Today, English word of the day is called...
I can't even pronounce it.
Specificity.
I don't think that it should be used in that context, though.
Yeah, there should be that word. There should be...
Kevin, what's the definition of that word?
Specify is the verb.
The quality?
I mean, it makes sense.
Okay.
Eric, can you repeat what Kevin just said?
I have the big brain
that didn't hear Kevin.
But anyway. Okay,
big brain.
You and your big brain.
So we're going to move from specific goals, strategy, tactics, and process to the habits that will form the environment and how we're going to attack those goals. So do you guys want to provide more insight on that?
Okay. Yeah, sorry.
He was mesmerized by my vocabulary.
Sorry, just that. Listen, well, I can't say anything. English is not my best language, but you know, it just.
We know.
So, to give more insight of about this of the STP, at least for mine, it's not very life changing or anything like that. For at least for my example, I have a lot of books in my room, and I have a bunch of bookshelves, and I haven't even finished one of them. So my goal is to at least read one book, you know. I want to start small, you know, and then like expand more a little bit. And by that, my tactics will be, if this makes sense, to at least read 5 minutes every single day, or you know, at the very least 5 minutes.
That's your goal.
What, like reading book? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It makes sense though, right?
It's just
so like
our team members in the back are laughing.
It was a serious question.
Yeah. So then the process is just basically be like, you know, I basically read whatever page I can read in 5 minutes in every single day until I finally finish a book, and that book will be Moby Dick by Hellman. Okay. Hellman something, but like, yeah, it just
Herman Melville.
Melville, yes, that's Hellman Melville. Okay.
So, tell us again for the audience and.
All right, so to make this more clear,
your specific goal, okay,
is to finish reading basically Moby Dick by Herman Melville, since it's a really thick book.
And what's your tactics?
My tactic is to.
What's your strategy? I'm sorry.
To read 5 minutes of that book every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I can, I can increase that 5 minutes, like 5 minutes, then to 10 minutes, and then however I can, like until I stop focusing on the book. That's what should be my time limit.
And what's your tactics? So the tactics is compound reading. You're saying like you're going to read for 5 minutes one day and read 10 minutes the next day?
Yeah.
Okay.
So basically, it's just like the thing about me is like during senior year, I was trying to read like 1 hour every day, but turns out it's just like 1 hour is already too much for me. So like until I hit the limit of like when I can focus reading the book, that's when like that's my my maximum time that I can get to read a book. And then the process is basically like just
how many days a week? Like how are you gonna read this every day?
Yeah, like every day.
Okay,
but so, like a small amount of minute every day.
So already that alone makes you feel like you have a firm grasp of how you achieve your goal, right? And it's like, I want to read this book, but now you have a strategy. It's like, okay, I'm going to read, your strategy is like, I'm going to read this book every day to finish the book. Mm-hmm. And your tactic is like, I'm going to do compound reading. You go read 5 minutes this day, 10 minutes the next day. And the process is like, I'm going to read 7 days a week until I finish it. So already that alone, like I said, makes it feel more possible, makes it more a higher probability of you achieving those goals.
Yeah.
So,
and the thing is that it's like I have a bookshelf and they just sit in there, like untouched, just simply because like not only because I also had done, like, I'm doing other things, but also like that small, like, you, everyone have 5 minutes of spare time, you know?
Yeah.
5 minutes is not a lot, you know? That, like, it's like 5 minutes, you know? It can go by like this fast.
It's like a, you should do like a quick exchange. Or I'm just speaking in general, not just with Raf. But like in terms of wanting to read more books or just, or maybe you're trying to read like more academic journals or just read like, read faster for like textbooks, such like that. It's, you have to remember that there's always pockets of time that you're kind of wasting, mm-hmm. but you just have to admit that to yourself. Like,
yeah.
If you're like on your phone on Instagram all the time, which like
I'm prone to it too.
Yeah, I'm prone to it too. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm like
we're looking at you guys.
Our cameramen are on their phones. Yeah. But it doesn't apply to them.
Yeah. yeah, but I'm just saying that there's always you have to make an exchange for if you really want to achieve
exactly that. And the thing is that like now that I think about it, it's just like I need to replace like my phone usage with book reading,
mm-hmm.
because like
like how we talked about in the beginning, are you interested in finishing a book or are you committed to finishing
exactly
because it's the mindset switch. If you're committed, then you're gonna do whatever it takes to complete that goal.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any specific goals that you have? We could do this on the spot.
Be like, yeah, I actually do. Because, I mean, after watching the videos, I just kept thinking, like, for the past probably 5 months of my life, of being involved in this podcast with these guys, and just, you know, the way that we started off our friendship was really through the gym. And like, well, through Catan.
Yeah, I was about
through
to say
Catan.
Like,
and then our friendship grew because we went to the gym together, and you were like, you guys were teaching me a lot of things. But my overall goal, I think, for 2020 or starting right now is definitely, it's super ambiguous, but just adopting a healthier lifestyle. And I know that sounds really big and broad, but I do know that a lot of the a lot of the strategies that I've been implementing into my life is just constantly consuming that kind of knowledge about nutrition and about working out every single day. I think that, like, since I'm on social media all the time, I mean, I just go on there and I kind of waste my time on it, to be honest. I could be, you know, going to more credible sources for nutrition.
Yeah,
on the Explore page, you can kind of tailor the kind of things that you want to look at. And I'm always looking at, like, nutritional knowledge. And I really want to try my best to use the strategy of just being able to not force myself, but being curious about that knowledge every single day.
Yeah.
And in terms of tactics, I mean, since I'm already being surrounded by that knowledge every single day, it's kind of hard for me to kind of escape that. I know that it sounds kind of encapsulating, I guess. It seems like kind of forced, but I think that that's the only way for me to really achieve any kind of goal.
Mm-hmm.
I have to surround myself with that material every single day. Otherwise, I'm going to keep forgetting about it, and mm-hmm. then I'm going to drop that goal, right? So in terms of that ambiguous of a goal, I'd have to set a certain diet that I follow. For example, like, in terms of tactics, I would have to stop snacking so much, or I would have to implement healthier snacks in order to, you know, become a healthier person. Hit the gym like 3 times a week, lift, and then do cardio. And then for a long time, like throughout the past 5-6 months, a big sub goal of mine within achieving a healthier lifestyle is joining the tennis team. So I would have to start practicing for that, or continue practicing and practicing drills and figuring out how to become a better tennis player. So it's all of these things are under this big umbrella. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's why people get so overwhelmed, because there are so many things to think about. And I'm constantly thinking about it all the time. Okay. And yeah, and that's the process, basically.
Yeah. Well,
So you're breaking it down like this. You're specific under this umbrella. You adopt a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
So your specific goal is what? Lose weight,
play tennis.
That, yeah. You have to have it make it more specific.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
because no matter how ambiguous it is, you can still make it specific.
Well, like
how I said, I want to go up to this amount of weight.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So like when you said you want to adapt a healthier lifestyle, what lifestyle that you're adapting wants to become more healthy?
Definitely eating cleaner. That's the biggest part.
All right. Okay. Yeah, that could be one of your goals. Yes.
Yeah. So like, aside from, you know, playing tennis or just working out, the most important part is eating cleaner, because I know that it'll lead to a healthier lifestyle.
Okay.
That's what the main part.
Okay. So the specific goal is like you want to eat more healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And then what's your strategy to eat more healthy?
My strategy? I mean, like I said earlier, I would probably, what's the word? Probably introduce a lot more of vegetables, mm-hmm. fruits, just try to, stay away from eating a lot of protein, I think, mm-hmm. like a lot of meat-based and like even fish.
So your tactics is to eliminate the unhealthy food that I already have access, you already have access to.
Yeah.
In a process, what's this timeline?
Timeline, I mean, I would hope for the rest of my life, but if I were to achieve it throughout the whole year of 2020, because if you're thinking about it's not something that you implement within 3 months. It's mm-hmm. something that you have to carry on every single day. And you, like, slip up all the time. So I would give myself approximately 6 months, a good 6 months, to see if I can really adopt that healthier diet and then, like, carry it on for the rest of my life. You know? That's good. I think that that's the... Like we said earlier, it isn't something as concrete as, you know, reading a book or finishing a book within a certain time span, or even like, you know, getting better at Muay Thai, like martial arts. I think that, or gaining weight. I think that with me, I've always had this kind of feeling about certain goals where I kind of don't know where to begin. So I have to kind of...
I don't know. I think you could still specify it even more.
You think
like,
so?
In my perspective. Like, you don't have to attack the whole umbrella adopting a healthy lifestyle. You can have three specific goals that attach to an umbrella. Exactly, you can have, like, I want to eat cleaner.
It's like another specific web.
Goal. Yeah, it's like a web. So this one specific goal, I want to eat cleaner. My strategy, I'm going to introduce more vegetables to my diet. The tactics is I'm going to track my calories. Tactics, I'm going to eliminate the unhealthy food that I already have access to. Process would be the timeline of 2020.
Yeah.
Your other specific goal is like, okay, I want to lose weight. Your strategy, I'm going to go to the gym. Your tactics, I'm going to follow this workout regimen. Your process, I'm going to lift 3 times a week.
Yeah.
Whereas your other goal is like, okay, I want to get better at tennis. Strategy, I'm going to take tennis lessons.
Yeah.
Tactics.
Exactly.
Tactics, I'm going to watch videos. I'm going to do this and that, X, Y, and Z. In process, I'm going to go do tennis lessons 2 times a week. So I think you could still, it doesn't have to be one big specific goal. You could still specify like multiple goals attached to the same umbrella.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that like I wanted to map it out for people who do end up having that big ambiguous goal, because I feel like a lot of people do that. Like I said at the beginning of the episode or the podcast, it's like, a lot of these habits that I would have to implement into my life in order to achieve any of these micro goals that I've set for myself, I would have to do it slowly. So in order to achieve that ambiguous, adopt a healthier lifestyle, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's definitely not something... I do believe in the idea of the process, and I think that, you know, going following a certain timeline and following a certain blueprint is always great, but there are a lot of people that wouldn't even know where to start with a blueprint. So, I mean,
that's exactly what we're trying to do. Yeah. Specify the goal. Like, I understand, like, I'm not devil's advocate per se, yeah. but it's just like, I have that same thought belief too, is that I just want to get stronger, but that's such an ambiguous goal. Like,
yeah, but this is just by saying, it already sounds like you don't even have a plan. You know, it's just like, mm-hmm. oh, I just want to get stronger. I just want to be great at programming. Oh, I just want to read more books. It's just too vague of saying like, oh, that, you know, I will do this, but how would you do it? You know,
it will apply to everything. It's just like, I want to be more wealthy. That's so ambiguous. You have to set like a specific goal. Like, I want to earn $50,000 a year. So that's your specific goal. What's your strategy? How are you going to try to earn $50,000 a year? I'm going to sell real estate. Mm-hmm. All right, say that. And your tactics are, oh, how am I going to sell real estate? I'm going to push this incentive. I'm going to offer these deals that are competitive against other real estate competitors. That's your tactics. And you're going to offer something free when you purchase this building or this housing. And your process is like, I'm going to call 5 people a day or 100 people a day for every week. That's like shows that you're more specific. Because in my personal opinion, I think no matter how ambiguous a goal may be, as long as you're in that umbrella, you can still specify certain goals that are attached to it. It's just like, I agree with you. Some might take longer than others, but you could still outline everything else. And like I said, you shouldn't put this in your mind. You have to write this on paper, because writing this on paper would make you become more organized and more equipped, like mentally equipped at how to attack a goal.
And that's the thing. It's just something that I would like to introduce this person called Proctor Gallagher, and he said he made a quote saying like, think of how you can and why you can't, you know. And by that it means like something like, you know, by writing your goal, you know, no goal is so big, you know. No, because the thing is that by you reaching that goal, what makes you or like the skill that will definitely improve is how resourceful you are, you know. Because I think we said this before we even recorded it. It's something that, you know, you do anything to even reach to that goal, you know? Like, no matter how much money you got, no matter how much of a skill you got, it doesn't matter. It just, if you really want to get into that goal of being committed to that goal, you will do anything, you know? You will sacrifice whatever you have on your life. You will change your habits or whatever. You change something in order to reach into that goal, you know? It's that. And that's a thing that a lot of people are really lacking in, like how they can do it. The first thing they will say is just like, oh, I can't do this. Why you can't? You can do this. You can do that. You know, you have these resources.
You basically know? Have no excuses.
Should have an excuse of like why they can't reach their goals. You know, the only thing is, you know, they're just not committed to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to, not reaching their goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know, I might be a devil's advocate here, but I feel like there are a lot of people that I would definitely understand if someone very evidently had a lot of the resources to become a better person or in order to achieve those goals. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people that are ultimately like sometimes very unfortunate and things don't go their way. So I don't know if like in that setting what we could say to that.
Well, no, I don't mean like, you know, like let's say, you know, if they are like, if this person actually like suffering or like going through some stuff, then like, you know, it makes sense, you know. It's not like, you know, no matter what you're going through, like, you know, you have no excuses, you know. I'm like, what I mean is just something
I think that there's a you're trying to say that there's a difference between like laziness and like a genuine adversity that they're going through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people that could do so many things with the hand that they're dealt, but they end up just existing instead of like actually living their life. And this is becoming a very existential thing. But in terms of setting goals, I mean, it's all existential from mm-hmm. there. I mean, you're talking about, we're talking about people who can't, who don't really realize the potential that they have when they have all the resources available to them.
Yeah.
Yet people with like great adversity who like dream, who have these ambitious goals that and they're not able to reach them because they literally are incapable.
Well, yeah. And that's why we're sometimes getting a little bit mad at people who have the resources. We know they have the resources and they like, mm-hmm. you know, they have the resources right in front of their faces, but they don't do nothing about it simply because they're lazy. You know, we just like stare at them like, what the hell are you doing? It's right there. Like, yeah. You know, it's the fucking resources. It's just, you know.
The fucking resources.
Yeah. Yeah. It's right in fucking front of you. Why are you not using it? Use it, you know? And then this person is like, oh, I just don't feel like it. Yeah. I guess, you know?
I don't know.
I think I
get what you guys are saying. I just have a different personal philosophy. Like the way my brain is wired, like my beliefs are really strong. I think you can. Sure, I can agree you guys that there's definitely some personal adversities, but I can't help but always have that sort of mindset. Like no matter what adversity you face, no matter what challenges you face, if you do truly believe the goals you want to do, then you can achieve those goals. That's mm-hmm. my personal philosophy. So I would just say agree to disagree. I just think that no matter what, if you put your heart and soul into it, you could do anything.
But it's also like not like, you know, like something going like happen, like something happened to them that has nothing to do with their goal. Yeah, it's not like,
yeah, exactly.
They're just going to be like, oh, well, like, you know, I don't believe in this goals no more because this thing that just happened to me is just like, eh, you know.
Yeah. I think that, And it says in the model before, sorry, I'm flipping over.
No, that's right.
The second block or the second stage of this pyramid is the core beliefs that you hold. I mean, if you genuinely believe in yourself, if you genuinely believe that this is something that this goal rings true to you and that you can actually achieve it, then you can go into even fixing yourself to put yourself in the right mindset to achieve that goal. Otherwise, it's like, it starts off with if you really know yourself and the idea of the explicit and implicit intentions or beliefs. Yeah. I mean, you can have a bunch of people around you telling you that you can do something, but if you don't believe in it yourself, then who the hell is going to do it for you? You know, it's like the whole idea of like someone holding your hand. No one's going to do that for you. And I think that a lot of people, they're unsure or they're kind of fearful of figuring themselves out, but in that journey or in taking part in that, you just become a much better person. You become more aware.
Yeah, which is it. The whole I just want to create a statement and just. I want to know what you guys think, is that the philosophy of the law of attraction, which is basically what attracts you to that goal, you know, what makes you even think about even reaching to that goal. And like, you know, like a lot, what you guys been saying, you know, again and again, is that the goal, you know, that you really want to send into, you have to be really committed to it. And people who are really committed to it get to reach into that goal. And basically, that's how the law of attraction works. Like, if it really attracts you, that goal really, like, you really want to reach to that goal, you will get there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No matter how long it will take, you know? Mm-hmm. Which, and then especially now that we're going through college, and now now firsthand compared to, like, in the summer of how college is like and things like that, I think... and what I've been seeing from other people in my college is that sometimes, like, not that they don't care, but also it's just like they don't have that sense of the law of attraction. They don't have the sense of the sense of attraction reaching that goal. They say their goal, but like for some reason they're not really too much attracted to it. You know, like if that makes sense. Only simply because of like you know, they start blaming like the teacher, the professors, like the money, oh, they had to pay for the school, and then like and things like that.
Those are called excuses.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, they make excuses, and the thing is that your life is not college. You know, mm-hmm. you have a life outside of college. You know, you can do, you know, you can do whatever you want in like outside of college, and use whatever you can to use the resources that you want to reach into. Like, did that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're saying that these people, they complain, and it's all about college, and they're blaming it on external factors.
Exactly, yeah.
As to why they can't reach their internal goals. But, exactly. Like, the external factors aren't responsible for what you want.
Exactly. So Proctor Gallagher, with the video that I just watched right after what Eric sent me the video, is that he said that if you don't like the results, the thing is that it's basically you, you know, because those are your results, you know, no one else, not anyone gonna, you know, fix your results or anything like that. If you don't like your results, then there's some part of you that is causing that result, and you're gonna have to change a part of you that in order to get the result that you want to take.
I always repeat this quote in the previous episodes, is that 30% in life is what happens to you, but 70% is how you respond to it, like the attitude you have, the way you respond to this event. I think that's what makes up your attitude on how you approach anything in life. I know we said a lot of information, a lot of overwhelming information about goals, because goals are what makes you feel like you have purpose and meaning in life. So it could be really, it could be a lot for people who are like, oh, well, like, what are my goals? Like, oh, I have to set these goals. Like, what do you mean? Like, I agree with you. There's like some sort of fear of like how to figure out yourself because they don't know where to start. So we can say that we talked about how we had to set our goals, how specific they need to be, have to have a strategy to back up those goals. What are your tactics to approach those goals? And what do you think the timeline of this goal is? Like how, like a estimate. And we only talked a little bit about how habits work, but really what habits are the things you habitually do every single day without sometimes noticing it. So say, do you consciously, I don't know. So it's like John Astaroff stated this type of example of habit. It was like you wake up in the morning. That's your trigger. You wake up in the morning and you go walk to the coffee shop. And your routine is like, okay, here's my coffee order. Let me get this and this. I'll pay, get this order. That's your routine. And your reward is drinking the coffee. And it's like, hey, like I'm feeling energetic. But like say if you want to replace that routine with a different routine. So if you want to still get that same reward, if you want to feel energetic, you still want to get energy. Say you still have that trigger. You wake up out of bed and then you walk. And your routine will be, let me take a 2-minute walk outdoors. And your reward will still be energy. We could give plenty of examples. So say that for me, my problem is a bad habit I have, I'm self-aware, is that when I go to bed around, I like go into my room and like I say, I'm going to sleep around 9 to 10, which is pretty early. And I want to sleep early to wake up early. But what I do is that I have my phone with me to get information. I go on Instagram, I go on YouTube, I listen to music, and I stay up till 11, perhaps even 12, when I still have to wake up 7 to 8, and I want to sleep earlier. So that's the bad habit. So the trigger is me going to my room, right? And my routine is going onto my phone and looking at Instagram and social media. And reward is me getting information, because there's endless amounts of information I could get from the phone. So looking at that perspective, the way you could change that habit, what I've been doing is that, okay, my trigger, I go into my room. My routine, instead of looking at my phone, I put my phone outside in my room and put my phone in the kitchen. So I charge it there. So in that time when I go into my room, I can't look into my phone. So instead of collecting information from my phone, I collect information from books. So I read a book and I could read 5 pages and I still get information. I will still get the reward of acquiring information before I sleep.
And also because like that's like the only thing that you have in the room aside from your phone. So you look and like a lot of like humans, especially like when, like your example, they tend to grab anything that's right in front of them or on them. Phones. Mm-hmm. Their phones are always on their pockets. The only thing you can really grab in that, and that you know that have a lot of information, is your phone. So that's the that's a really good example of like you trying to get that, get rid of that bad information, or like, you know, or other words, social media, and put it in your kitchen, trying to restrain yourself. And then any, like, you just try and use anything that's right in front of you that that will benefit you also is books. That but you, I'm pretty sure you have other things in the room, but what other information are you going to get aside from phones, which mm-hmm. is books, you know? You want to grab that. You want to grasp information, which is good.
Yeah, I think the formation of habits really depends on a big factor of conveniency. Like, you have to form a habit of going to the gym. So you have to have find a convenient location or a convenient place where you can go from this place to the gym. So, for example, at Drexel, the Drexel's gym is right near the Drexel dorm. So that's more convenient than going to a gym that's way more far, because you don't form that habit of continuously going to the gym. Understand?
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. Like, the habit, a bad habit of you eating bad, unhealthy food, unhealthy snacks in your room is because you have convenient access to it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to eliminate that access or even replace that access with healthy food, with healthy yeah. snacks.
Right.
So the biggest thing I want to say is that when you set your goals, you have to also be self-aware of how you're going to achieve those goals. Like, say, for the gym, you have to make sure you find a convenient location to go to the gym. Because no matter what, no matter how a go-getter mindset you have at that present moment where you want those goals, there's going to be a day where it's going to be like, I kind of don't want to go to the gym because it's like actually a few miles away.
Yeah.
Rather than a gym that's like a walk down a block, I'll be like, okay, well, I kind of have the willpower to do that. And then yeah. you get in the groove and then you go to the gym. So set your goals, be specific. What's the strategy, the tactics, the process? And where are some good and bad habits? Bad habits you want to eliminate and good habits you want to form.
Yeah.
And what we talked about already a lot throughout this podcast is the beliefs. What? How bad do you want it? Do you believe that you truly can do it? Because no matter what, if you put a grandiose goal in front of everyone else and you say like, can I you have to you have to ask yourself, can I really do this? You have to give yourself the belief, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the ability to do so. You can't doubt yourself, because there's no point of setting these goals and setting these habits if you don't really believe your goal.
Yeah.
So that's super important.
Literally just think of how you can and why you can't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like one of the things that John Assaroff even said in the video was the steps that you take, if it's too much of a grandiose idea, like the two steps forward that you take will ultimately lead you to three or four steps back if you're like afraid of failure, if you're unsure about what you want and why you even want it.
Mm-hmm. And that's when stepping out of your comfort zone takes yeah. place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay when how big. It's good to have grandiose goals and small goals, and you feel like you're uncomfortable with that goal. That's good. You're getting out of your comfort zone, because that shows you're growing. That shows growth in you trying to achieve those goals. Because no matter what, if it's a goal, you set that goal because you believe that it's hard, or like it's going to be some sort of small or even big challenge in achieving those goals.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what, through those challenges, you're going to be uncomfortable. And that shows you're going to have progress. That shows you're progressing towards your goals. And like Raphael said, you have to start with why. Why are you achieving those goals? Why do you want to set these goals? It depends how big your why is. And do you believe you can do it? And then you can set your goals and the habits around it. That's what I think, yeah.
And the thing is that a lot of people, the first step that when it comes to trying to get into the goals and like trying to do the process, to do the tactics, strategy, the one thing that you really can't have is hope. Because hope is just like, because when you're hoping for something, you're not really doing anything, you know?
Well, I think that you can have it, but
yeah.
you shouldn't rely on
it. Exactly, that's what I mean.
The driving force of everything.
Exactly,
that you do.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Because
exactly.
It runs out. It runs
exactly.
out really quick.
Exactly, you're just like, oh man, I'm hoping like, you know, this happens, you know? But you're not doing anything. Like, how is that, you know, how is that going to change, you know? Like, I'm yeah. sorry, but like, you know, it's okay. You can have hope,
yeah,
like you said.
Like,
but don't rely like so much about it. Don't even rely on it at all, you yeah. know?
It's like I hope to win the lottery. It's like that. I mean, you're
by the way, the lottery is a scam. Don't use it. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, you're waiting on something. First of all, lottery, like, one in a bajillion chance, you know? And second, hoping for something as grandiose as that, it's never going to come your way, unfortunately. I mean, some people, like I said, there are anomalies, but it's not the common percentage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you gotta stop blaming. No excuses. Mm-hmm. No hope. Hope. You gotta have don't hope. Rely on it. do some practice.
No hope. No beliefs.
No hope. No beliefs whatsoever.
Yeah. Practice. Do some drilling. Mm-hmm. Do things like that.
Yeah.
That's like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I always. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt.
No, that's right.
I always want to go back to this mindset switch, like we talk about. Are you interested in achieving these goals? Are you committed to achieving these goals? Because that word, that one word difference determines how bad you want it. Because mm-hmm. we talked about hope, right? You can have hope, but you shouldn't rely on hope. What makes the difference between when you say hope, I hope I can do this, that already shows you kind of have some sort of doubt. Or that shows that you don't have like a specific plan and shows holes in your belief that like you hope you could do it. Unless you need to have the belief like I can do this, I want to do this, and I have the ability to do so. So I say this has been a long podcast episode, and I want to reiterate everything that you have to set specific goals, specifications in your goals, understand the strategy, the tactics, and the process of how you approach these goals. Mm-hmm. Form the good habits, be self-aware of the bad habits, and try to eliminate them. And have the beliefs that you can truly do this. Because that's what sets you apart from people who have goals that they're achievable, that they think they're achievable, right. And goals that they think they're not achievable. So mm-hmm. it's the beliefs that you think you have the ability to achieve those goals. And you have to start with why. Because why is basically the foundation of why you're going to set these goals. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to do this? I agree with you. It's very existential that you have to think about all this. But I think following this sort of model or asking yourself these questions can help you find a better concrete outline of what your life is going to be directed towards. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
drop the mic.
Yeah. On
God, that's a
on that note. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to end the podcast here. This has been super long. Just
yeah. Sorry that I'm home.
Detailed.
Yeah. It's very overwhelming. Like, I'm sure everyone can understand. I know like Emmanuel and Kevin's exhausted by now. Taking a bunch of pictures.
Oh, yes.
I want to say thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you to Kevin. Thank you for Emmanuel for managing in the behind the scenes. And also, we would like to thank for you guys to even hearing us and seeing our beautiful faces. And if you guys have any questions, you can comment on YouTube or you can
follow us on Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram, Official Meal Deals. And
follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, we have a Twitter now.
Now we have a Twitter. Yeah. Well, look at us.
Look at us. And then you can always send us questions on officialmealdeals@gmail.com or just send any comments or anything. We love talking to you guys. And we're going to end it right here.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right. See you next week.
Thank you.
Hello.